I guess only his closest friends know that, despite his inimitable talents as a dramatic actor, a nimble fossier, and a pilot of jet aircraft, Jimmy Stewart has a secret vice. He's a poet. For us, friend James gives us his first public recital, duly annotated.
Thank you, Bing. Well, you know, all of us poets need inspiration. And my delicate verse was inspired by a vacation trip my wife Gloria and I took. Like most families, we quarreled about vacation in the beautiful Rocky Mountains versus the seashore of the blue Pacific. And so, like most families, we compromised and went to Africa on safari. And at one point on the safari, I was after that elusive trophy, the leopard. And as all you leopard hunters know, your white hunter takes you into the bush where you erect a blind and then hang a large piece of bait from a nearby tree and settle down to wait for the leopard. And our white hunter, a fellow named Bunny Ray, he assured me that the leopard would be along pretty soon. And as we peered through the blind for a sign of a spotted cat, another cat, a female lion, quite fully grown, just sneaked up behind us and stood uncomfortably close. Uncomfortably, 6 feet away, to be exact. And she just sized us up. Well, Bunny Ray whispered for me to remain absolutely still, the most unnecessary instructions I've ever received. And as I sat there, holding my breath and slowly turning blue, Bunny raised one finger and wiggled it at the lioness. Well, she stared at the finger, and then ever so slowly, he wiggled his other fingers and gradually moving his wrist back and forth like a tiny semaphore. And the lioness watched, her eyes moving with the wrist, and then he slowly waved his hand at her. And the lioness must have figured he was too crazy to make a good meal, so she turned and ambled off into the jungle, leaving me to exhale and turn chicken and fly back to California. Well, here now is my lyrical account of this incident. There's a lion in the blind, Bunny Ray, Bunny Ray. It just sneaked right in behind us, and it will not go away. It happened while we watched a tree from which a bait did swing, a bait we hoped before the dark a leopard sure would bring. But up to now, the cat with spots has merely stayed away, and in its place, we've got a lion in the blind, Bunny Ray. Its tail kept moving to and fro, its upper lip did curl. And also, to make matters worse, this lion was a girl. And so the three of us just stared at one another for, let's say, a minute or an hour, or perhaps it was all day. We moved our guns and pointed them between her amber eyes. It didn't seem to bother her, which came as no surprise. And then a strange thing happened as the sun began to set. It's really hard to figure, and I can't believe it yet. She sized us up with one long look, unfriendly, I would say, then blinked her eyes and arched her back and slowly walked away. Now, I'll do a lot of talking about this trip in years to come, the wonderful experience, the excitement, and the fun. But I suppose the tale I'll tell the most from day to day is when we had the lion in the blind, Bunny Ray. Well, that's it, friends. And now you know why I'm called the James Whitless Riley of Hollywood.